What's going on, everybody? This is Matt of Eternal Storm Software, and I just wanted to give you an update on my apps and everything else that's going on right now. And I thought I'd do this as sort of a podcast, really just to try something new, and I think this is a more personal way of communicating with you guys. So let's get started. I have updated my main website. It's not a big update. I just wanted to make sure that the most important links are all there and accessible from the main site. So the specific apps pages, a link to the Mac App Store for each app, and the download link for the 15-day trial versions are now all accessible from the main page. Now let's talk about Yoink for a minute. Yoink is getting an update very soon, I hope over the course of the next week, depending on how long Apple takes to approve or decline it. I just hope it's the first one. So the update is going to address minor bugs and will bring small improvements throughout the app, and I recommend you update as soon as it's available. I'd like to address a hang-up issue a small number of users of Yoink have experienced and reported to me. I did some research, and it turns out that it has to do with the Ink handwriting recognition framework in combination with OS X Lion's sandbox environment in which Yoink is running. As far as I can tell, this is only an issue with background applications, meaning apps that do not have an icon in the dock like Yoink or ScreenFloat. And yes, ScreenFloat is having this issue as well. What happens is, if Ink is activated, which happens automatically if you connect a tablet to your Mac, you can drag files to Yoink, but then Yoink freezes up and files cannot be dragged out again. So I submitted a bug report to Apple and haven't heard back yet, so I just hope they're going to fix it with 10.7.4 or Mountain Lion at the very latest. In the meantime, the only workaround is to disable Ink completely when using Yoink, if at all possible. One last thing I'd like to mention about Yoink is the hotkey I've implemented with version 2. Applications like iTunes, Adobe Bridge, and the Dock stacks do not trigger Yoink because they're using a private pasteboard for drag and drop. The pasteboard basically is responsible for copy-paste and file drags. Now, private pasteboards cannot be accessed by other applications, so it is impossible for Yoink to recognize file drags initiated in those apps. That's the reason why I've implemented a hotkey to manually trigger Yoink. If you press by default F5, Yoink will show up so you can drag files from those applications to Yoink and then from there to any application you'd like to direct them to. Speaking of ScreenFloat, this app is going to get an update very soon too. It's just going to take me a little while longer though, since I have to do some more testing. This new update will include support for iCloud, so your shots are synced across all your iCloud-enabled Macs. I'm also playing with the idea of implementing cloud app support for users of earlier system versions like Snow Leopard. Originally, I had planned to support Dropbox as well, but I've had mixed results, such as data loss, for example, so I'll have to do some more testing there. Next up is Flickery. Since I've been busy with Flickery 2, version 1 hasn't seen an update in quite some time. That's going to change very soon. I'm currently working on an update for it to fix some bugs, crashes, and to implement Flickr's new authentication system, which will be mandatory by July 31st, so I'll make sure to have that update ready by then. As for Flickery 2, I'm working on a rewrite of the backend right now, which is the communication part between your Mac and the Flickr servers. I went for a rewrite because I wanted to ensure memory and disk use efficiency and make it compatible with iOS as well, because at some point in the future I'd love to release Flickery for iPhones and iPads too. Last but not least, give me some tune. What can I say? It's a freaking mess. It's ridiculous. I've been trying to contact all those institutions like Gracenote and whatever for more than a year now, and still haven't been able to talk to anyone with a brain over there. None of the "we'll call you back" promises were kept, and obviously I'll keep trying, but at this point, chances of me making any progress at all are pretty slim. As for the application itself, it's working very nicely right now. It downloads lyrics, artwork, and even recognizes songs for the most part. It's a very frustrating situation, and I can only imagine it's frustrating for users of Gimme Some Tune as well. I know the current version isn't working right either, but I'm reluctant to update because I don't want to get into any trouble with it, and it would only hurt the future of Gimme Some Tune, if there is one. I'm also working on two new apps. Both will be released for Mac and iOS, and I hope to be able to do so in the summer. One is sort of an image video app, the other one is more file-oriented. What's left to do on those apps is the UI, which I have a clear picture of, but I don't have any skills to implement them. So I'm still looking for a graphics designer and UI designer to do some work on those apps for me. Well, that wraps up this podcast. I want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you have any suggestions, feedback, or constructive criticism for my apps. I'm very much looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you, and take it easy.